If you want to know what it feels like to be on the Tongass Advisory Committee, the key word seems to be risky. Here's committee member Wade Zammit, former president of the Sealaska Timber Corporation, speaking at the last meeting in Sitka.
This is kind of the moderate group, and that was by design, and I know that. But there's tremendous pressure by every single person sitting at this table from influences in their constituency about the direction they need to take this. And that applies to, that's risk. I mean, they are out on the limb on some of the things we're about to tackle.
Those things include how quickly the Forest Service will taper off old growth timber sales and how quickly it can ramp up sales of younger second growth trees. The Tongass Committee is made up of over a dozen representatives from timber, fishing, and conservation groups, local communities, and native organizations. And they are haunted in part by the history of past stakeholder groups who couldn't hammer out a made in the Tongass solution.
I think this group is different. I really feel strongly about this group and what it can accomplish.
It'll soon be clear whether that's true. The committee is supposed to come up with recommendations for the upcoming amendment to the Tongass Forest Plan by late February, though they've asked for more time. That forest plan is a sort of zoning map for the entire Tongass, essentially what can happen where. And for now, everyone agrees on one thing. The current situation is untenable. Committee member Eric Nichols of Ketchikan, owner of Alcan Forest Products and Evergreen Timber, said, "We can't go on like this.
The industry is devastated. A lot of these communities are devastated, so something has to change."
For the timber industry, lawsuits have made it impossible to get sales out on any reliable timeline, while for conservationists, there's still too much old growth slated for logging. And for communities across Southeast, the long, slow decline of the timber industry has left a major economic hole.
I think everybody recognizes that we can't just flip a switch and immediately begin to bring second growth online.
That's Undersecretary of Agriculture Robert Bonney, who attended the last committee meeting in Sitka.
That's because there's not a whole lot of second growth out there, and because there's some constraints on the Forest Service's ability to do that. What we'd like to do is, over time, decrease the amount of old growth timber and increase the amount of second growth, and that's the opportunity here. Now, the faster we do that from a standpoint of the conflicts we've seen, the better. But we also have to give the industry time to adapt.
Meanwhile, fishing and recreation groups want more attention from the Forest Service. During public comments at the committee's last meeting, people said over and over again that the Forest Service and the committee need to move beyond a single-minded focus on timber.
We want to see the Forest Service redirect its budget to prioritize the industries that most Southeast Alaskans depend on.
Melena Marvin is the executive director of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council.
Everything related to salmon, you know, commercial fishing, sport fishing, subsistence, personal use, and visitor industries, tourism. Those are our economic powerhouses. And so many people really feel that those should be the focus of Tongass management.
A recent report from Raincoast Data found that in 2013, the timber industry directly employed 325 people in Southeast Alaska. Together, the seafood and tourism industries employed nearly 11,000 people. So, commenters asked, why is there a special committee to address timber industry needs and not for fishing or recreation? Joel Hansen is with the Boat Company, which runs small cruise ships in Southeast.
And I just want to let you know that we at the Boat Company feel both irrelevant to the process and threatened by it. And that's not a good place for us to be. So, for those of you who are hoping the TAC will bring about some changes, which might actually reduce the amount of controversy over timber sales in the Tongass and result in fewer lawsuits, I'd suggest you either don't get your hopes up or try like hell right now to figure out some way to reduce the threat this transition process poses to recreational interests.
I think we understand that criticism.
Bonney said the Tongass Committee's charter is deliberately narrow.
Clearly, recreation, salmon, are vitally important to the economy here. But I think it's also important to recognize that we need to move to a place around forest management where there's more of a shared vision around what that looks like.
In other words, Bonney said, timber is the most controversial piece of the Tongass puzzle, and the Forest Service worries that giving the committee too much to do might undermine its ability to get anything done at all. In its meetings so far, the committee has found common ground. There's agreement that the timber industry needs a steady supply of young growth into the future, and that even after the transition, some old growth should be available for niche industries. But the big thorny issue before the committee remains how quickly to scale back large-scale old growth logging and how much will get cut in the meantime. And those questions may be more than enough for one committee to handle. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.